Message number 475. The worst suffering of all is the spiritual emptiness where you cannot feel one ounce of love for me or Jesus. Tuesday, July 3, 2012 at 8:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, when I send you trials such as spiritual dryness, you must learn to recognize them as such. You must also accept that when you endure such dryness of soul, that it is for a reason. The reason is to save souls through such suffering. Many victim souls believe suffering is one of two things. Firstly, there is the external persecution which you will suffer because of your work. Then there is the physical suffering offered freely to me as a gift to save the souls of millions. Then the worst suffering of all is the spiritual emptiness where you cannot feel one ounce of love for me or Jesus, where no amount of praying releases you from the prison of desolation. Try as you will, prayer will become torturous. Try as you will to feel love and compassion for me, and you will struggle. This is a form of spiritual abandonment where I seem to be so far away that you can no longer reach out to me. What you do not know is this. This is a gift, a grace from me. It raises you up in my eyes, and the trials and sufferings you endure is allowed by me because of your generous and pure love to save blackened souls. It may seem unfair, but the closer you come to my Sacred Heart, the more you suffer my own persecution because of the sins of mankind. Only those with pure humble hearts, with no personal regard for themselves when they place me before all that is of this earth, can endure my pain. Such souls are chosen carefully by me and will work with me through their gift of suffering to help me in my plan of salvation. Never fear, my daughter, that I am not there. You may not feel my presence, see me, or feel a deep love for me as you would normally do, but I am by your side. Always trust in me, my beloved followers, even when you find it hard to pray. Trust in me when you feel a longing for me which cannot be satisfied or quenched, no matter how hard you try to communicate with me. Know when this happens that I am much closer than you realize. Know that it is at these times that I elevate you to become a true soldier, a true fighter in my battle to save souls. I love you. Never give up. Never feel disillusioned, for I walk with you always. The day will come when the suffering will be forgotten. In its place will be a joy which will surge through the world and which will only be possible because of your sacrifices for all of God's children who need your help. Your Jesus.